Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Dethridge. So did you see The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, the Coen Brothers six vignette western spoof that, let's just say, takes some pretty dark turns? Well, if you saw it, you know it starts out with a quick draw, breezy tale of the title character, a singing, gun-slinging cowboy who duets with the man who just killed him, the kid, played, by the way, by Old Crow Medicine Show's Willie Watson, as Buster floats off to heaven, while that duet, when a cowboy trades his spurs for wings, was actually penned by Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings, and now the Americana duo has released their own version, which is up for an Oscar. It kind of takes the kitschiness, let's just say, out of the film version, and it really tugs on your heartstrings. It's beautiful. Check it out from Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. It's online. Also out on the interwebs today, it's been a quarter century since actor River Phoenix passed away. His sister, actor and musician Rain Phoenix, has shared a brand new song featuring Michael Stipe called Time is the Killer. The somber, reflective acoustic song is Rain's first proper single. She says the passing of time has made her reflect on things like grief and the passing of her brother. She says she felt compelled to share River's music with the world. In fact, the album Time Gone, out tomorrow on Valentine's Day, features a couple of previously unreleased songs by River Phoenix. Well, this is a beautiful moment of reinforcement and recognition that John Prine is one of America's greatest living treasures continues with a just-announced documentary tentatively titled What Else? John Prine, Hello in There. No release date has yet been announced, but the filming occurred in the run-up to his fantastic, highly acclaimed album last year, Tree of Forgiveness, and it features interviews with family members as well as Jason Isbell, Sturgill Simpson, and Margot Price. On this day in music history, February 13th, 2002, the country superstar and outlaw who famously gave up his seat to the Big Bopper on that fateful plane bound for Moorhead, Waylon Jennings, passed away himself in 2002. Birthdays today, a couple of Peters, Peter Tork of the Monkees and Peter Gabriel, as well as Henry Rollins. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.